So let's review. Our shir began with the Gemara returning to the conversation between Chagai and the Kehanim, who had come back from Bavel to help build the second Beis HaMikdash. Gufa, Rav Amar, Ishtabish Kehani, B'Shmul Amar, Lo Ishtabish Kehani. Rav says that they were mistaken in saying that the food does not become Tame, because the question was about a Revi Lutama, and Kachim go until a Revi. Shmuel says that their answer was correct, because the question was about a Chamish Lutama. The Pasuk states, Heinisa ish besar kodesh bechnaf bigdoi, v'noga bechnaf el halechem, v'el hanazer, v'el hayayin, v'el shemen, v'el kol meichel, hayikdash v'yana kehanu v'yim ruloi. In this pasuk, besar kodesh refers to a sheretz. He's carrying a sheretz in his cloak. Rashi explains, according to Rav, when the pasuk says v'noga bechnaf el halechem, it means that the sheretz, which is in his cloak, touched the bread. The bread then touched the stew, which touched the wine, which touched the oil. Rashi does not reckon the general term ve'el kol meichel. Now the sheretz is an avatama, making the lechem a rishon latama, the nezir sheni, the yain shlishi, and the shem the revi latama. Therefore, Rav Amar ishtabish kahani, they were mistaken. According to Shmuel, the naga bechnafe el halechem does not mean that the sheretz which is in his cloak touched the bread. Rather, that which touched the sheretz, either the cloak or something else that was in the cloak, touched the bread. If so, that item is the Rishon L'tumah, making the bread a sheni, until the oil is only a chamish L'tumah. Therefore, Shmuel Amar lo yishtabish kahani, they were not mistaken. Rashi also points out that Chagai was testing them in even Tumas D'Rabbanan, because in this sequence we have Eichel Mitame Eichel, or Mashke Mitame Mashke. Tesis understands this sequence differently. According to Rav, the sheretz which is an avatama made the cloak a Rishon L'tumah. The beggar then touched either the lechem or the nizid, making it a sheni, which in turn touched either the yain or the shemen, making it a shlishi, which then touched kol meichel, another food which became a revi l'tama. According to Shmuel, there was something between the beggar and the lechem, making the oil at the end a chamish l'tama. The Gemara asks on Rav, Toshima. Further in the conversation, Chagai asks whether a tamei mace can generate a revi l'tama on kachim, and the Kehanim correctly said that it can. According to Rav, why would the Kehanim err in the first question and not in the second? The Gemara gives two answers. B'kiyin hein b'tumas meis, v'ein b'kiyin b'tumas sheretz. They were fluent in the halachas of tumas meis, but not as fluent in tumas sheretz. Hasim revi hacha shlishi. They did not know about revi l'tuma, but knew about shlish l'tuma, which was the case of tumas meis. According to Rashi, a mess, which is an avi avosatama, touched the lechem, making it an avatama, and the oil at the end a shlish l'tuma. According to Tesis, the mess touched the beged, and the food at the end became a shlish l'tuma. The Gemara asks on Shmuel, Tashema, the Brisa cites a pasuk where Chagai declared everything that the Kehanim offered to be tame. According to Shmuel, they never erred in anything about tuma. Why would we consider what they offered to be tame? The Gemara answers, it muhi kamatma. Chagai was not actually saying that their avoda was tame. He was wondering, considering their expertise, if anything they ever made was tame. The Gemara goes back to discuss which liquids Rabbi Yosef ben Yezer had said are tahar. Gufa, Rav Tani mashki beis mit bechaya, v'levi Tani mashki beit mid bechaya. Rav held that only blood and water are excluded from tama. But Levi held that even wine and oil which are used on the Mizbeach are precluded from Tuma. Now, we must remember that there was also a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, whether Rabbi Yosef ben Yezer meant to preclude the liquids from Tuma entirely, or just that they cannot be metame other things. The Gemara connects the two Machlekes. First, according to Levi that oil and wine are also precluded from Tuma, if he accepts Shmuel's understanding that Rabbi Yosef ben Yezer said that they cannot be metami other things, but they can become tami themselves, we can explain that the Kehanim were correct in telling Chagai that the list of items, including oil, is itself tami, by assuming that each touched the Rishon directly. However, if Levi accepts Rav's understanding that these liquids cannot become tami at all, there would be no way to explain the conversation between Chagai and the Kehanim. Al-Karchach, Keshmul Svirli. Second, Shmuel's opinion that the Kehanim were correct in saying that the liquid cannot become a chamish l'tuma can be understood if he held like Rav that only blood and water are precluded from tuma. But the liquids that the Kahanim were talking about can become tame, albeit not to the level of Chamishi. If, however, Shmuel held like Levi, that oil and wine are also precluded from tama, why would the Kahanim only exclude the liquids from becoming a Chamishi, implying that they can become a Shlishi or Revi? The Gemara then brings two brises, one to support Levi and the other to support Rav. The brise that supports Levi teaches that even though Dam, Yain, Shemin, and Mayim all cannot become Tame in the Beis HaMikdash, if these liquids were made Tame outside the Beis HaMikdash and then brought inside, they would be Tame. This brise mentions all four Mashkin. The brise that supports Rav discusses only water and blood, as Rav did, and says that they are Tahar whether they are in Kalim or in the ground. Amar Papa, Afilaman Dam Betumas Mashkin de Raisa, Mashki Beis Mit Bechaya, Hilchasa Gemirila. Rav Papa says that even if we hold the liquids can become tame even on a deraisa level, mashki beis mit bechayu do not become tame because the exclusion is halacha l'meishem esinei. Rav Papa disagrees with the Gemara on the previous daf where we said that Thomas mashkin must be midrabanan because the exclusion of mashki beis mit bechayu is midrabanan and the rabbanan can only exclude something which is originally midrabanan. The rabbanan cannot be matter in this deraisa. We had a brice on Daf Tes Zayin, which said that Rabbi Yehuda holds Tumas Mashkin Latame Tumas Kalim Deiraisa. Liquids can be Metame Kalim on the Deiraisa level, and that is why if we have a suffix whether a Kli had come into contact with a Tame liquid, we assume the Kli to be Tame. The Gemara asks that in another brice, Rabbi Yehuda holds that if liquid touched the outside of a Kli, its inside does not become Tame, whereas if a Sheretz touches the outside of a Kli, the inside also becomes Tame. Apparently because Tumas Sheretz Deiraisa. And if it touches any part of a Kli, exterior or interior, the entire Kli becomes Tame. Tumas Mashkin Derabbanan. And only the exterior and not the interior becomes Tame. The Chachama wanted to make a hecker, a noticeable distinction between a Kli that is Tame Mideraisa or only Midrabbanan so that Truma that is only Tame Midrabbanan will not be burned. At first the Gemara wants to distinguish between liquids that become Tame by touching a Sheretz, which would be able to be metame kelim deraisa, and liquids that became tame from touching tame hands, which would only be metame kelim derabanan, because the tame hands are only derabanan. However, this explanation does not coincide with the language of the braisa. The Gemara therefore concludes, Chaza by Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda retracted his original position, and now holds that liquids can only be metame kelim derabanan.